choose to wander blindly in the dark, lost without a light to guide me through.
I would say the most spiritually stirring church event for me was the 94th anniversary, the 40th in the West celebration at Stockton Arena in July of 2008.
You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. After being baptized into the church in 2007, Tony Marciano shares why the 40th anniversary in the West was the most spiritually stirring event in his life.
I was introduced to the church in 2006, and I was baptized in October of 2007 in Houston, Texas. So, yeah, that district, it was a Southern Midwest district. It was, and I mean, it still is. It's very spread out, and the locales are very far apart from each other. And back then, social media was still in its infancy, so there was definitely more of a sense of relative isolation, especially when I look back in retrospect. But yeah, I joined the military, and after I graduated from Air Force boot camp, I was sent to Monterey in Northern California. And I was immediately in like a whole different world. Some of the brethren in Monterey, they were able to help introduce me to a lot of new friends throughout the district. And that's around when I began to hear about the 40th in the West that was coming up in a number of months. At the very first rehearsals for the 40th in the West, I was inauspiciously thrust into an awkward public tryout. And yeah, but I ended up with one of the solos for the opening number, which was called Enlightened. I was able to meet a lot of really great people and really see the unity of the church. Some of the bonds that I forged during those rehearsals and performance at the 40th in the West, they laid the foundations for some of the strongest friendships I've ever made in my life. And it really set the stage for my involvement with musical endeavors in the church ever since then. The 40th in the West also kind of served as a cementing of my faith as well. I had already gone through a lot of trials leading up to my baptism in Texas, but I honestly felt like the overwhelming love and support of the brethren in Northern California, combined with the support of the brethren I met initially in Texas, those combined to really help strengthen me in my faith as I went overseas with the military and faced a whole new set of challenges. So I always really kind of refer to the 40th in the West as the true launching pad of my involvement in the church. But yeah, I look back at the 40th in the West, especially now, the memories really kind of are still flooding in, especially as we're preparing for the 50th in the West just this next year. And I'm able to just like look back at these 10 years being a member in the church, seeing how my life has been impacted, how it's impacted me both spiritually, emotionally, and even, you know, just my relationship with not just the brethren, my relationship with God, how it's strengthened over the years. And, you know, I'm just really blessed. And, you know, preparing for the 50th in the West is really helping to reiterate that feeling, bring me back to that feeling that I had back then, which was just this feeling of inclusion, of love, of support, celebration, the true joy that comes with knowing that the true church has been around for this long and is still continuing to grow and spread throughout the world and go through from the east to the west and be able to just impact the entire world.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share about the 40th anniversary? Share your story with us. Send us a message on INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.